There are countless ways to eliminate someone or something you don't like, and one of them is to put their decapitated remains on a platter. Well, do not actually go out and do that. Out of all the countless methods, this one in particular sounded splendid for Herodias, and she did exactly that to get rid of an interference to her second marriage long ago. You know that saying, serve your competition? Well, this piece, Salome with the head of John the Baptist, portrayed as John the Baptist's head on a rim platter, did literally serve the competition on a plate. Now you might start to wonder, how did John's head end up on a platter? Well, the painter, Mr. Van Rijck, painted this with oil paint on canvas during one of the most flourishing times in Dutch history, the Dutch Golden Age. Like its name, the time was blessed with marvelous inventions and scientific breakthroughs. Mr. Rijck took a scene from the Bible and let it come to life. Well, if you look into the Bible, you'll find that Salome was the daughter of King Herod Antipas' wife, Herodias. Herodias outrage starred this gruesome event. She was originally married to Herod's half-brother, but later divorced him. Now, getting married to your ex-husband's half-brother is very questionable, but during those times, it was scandalous. Not only did it violate the Mosaic law of that time, it created wide controversy. So, to get married anyways, infuriated and bursting with anger, she called for her daughter Salome. She told Salome to dance and please the king. Salome successfully completed her mission, and a willing Herod decided to grant any wish she had. John's head was chopped off by the executioner, and the executioner is depicted in this painting with a gruesome face, the least of those approachable, perhaps. John's face is sallow, dull, and lifeless. The expression is almost of remorse, maybe even forgetfulness, juxtaposed to the ever so poised and prim Salome. Her embellished dress is screaming royalty, but was painted in a European-esque style and is probably unlike the clothing that the woman wore during the time that the Bible scene was set in. You will notice that her head is ever so slightly tilted and her eyes are gazing down at the severed head. There's a light pink that kisses her cheeks, and you will notice that her brown strands are tousled. John's flame-colored strands and yellow tint in the face are contrasted by the darkness in the room. I feel like the darkness represents our fears, darkest thoughts, or uncertainty in our attempts to bury our emotions. It may be the darkness that reflects us in our darkest times that we try to veil ourselves. Maybe Mr. Rijck painted this painting as a way of expressing someone's loss or unheard sorrows.